You're listening to WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. President Trump's executive order restricting travel from seven majority Muslim countries is impacting not only people trying to come to this country, but also many people and businesses in the New York area. One group struggling to understand how the order will affect them are cultural institutions and artists who participate in international collaborations. Joining me now, Thomas Campbell, director and CEO of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure, Jamie. Thank you.
Tom, explain to us why the executive order is a problem for the Met Museum.
The Met is, like many peer institutions, we're very engaged with museums and cultural organizations around the world through scholarly exchanges. So we're very concerned that just at a moment when really our audiences are very keen about in learning more about the Middle East, the executive order may be a major impediment to some of the exchanges we have.
And specifically, how much work does the Met do in and with the seven countries included in the order?
I'd say over the last, quite a lot. Over the last few years, we've had archaeologists visiting from Libya. We've had conservators from Iraq, scholars from Syria. We've recently been opening up a new dialogue with Iran. So there's a considerable back and forth. And, you know, right at this moment, we have two fellows from Iraq, one of whom is here and is concerned that he won't be able to go back to see his family and then get back in, while another one is in London. So that's the immediate impact on a human scale. You know, thinking forward, we're very concerned about future collaborations over excavations and over other joint scholarly projects.
Can you give us an example of perhaps one great collaboration you've done that wouldn't have been possible with a restriction like this in place?
Well, we have a very active Department of Ancient Near East. Of course, you know, the Mesopotamian Basin is almost the sort of the foundation of civilization. And we spent a lot of time organizing exhibitions about history in that area. We did an amazing exhibition called From Assyria to Iberia 2 years ago that depended on the input from scholars and archaeologists across the region. So in the future, something like that might be very complex. At the other end of the spectrum, we have contemporary artists. Again, you know, because of what's going on in that part of the world, you know, we're very interested in getting engagement with artists. And of course, this would make it very difficult for some of them to visit the country. And what's critical is that, you know, compared to the scale, the humanitarian disaster that is going on, for example, in Syria today, the kind of issue we're discussing may seem like small beer. But museums are not a luxury. At a time like this, when the world is shrinking, when there's this polarization, all of these problems, it's exactly at this time that people need museums like the Met, like the British Museum and others, where they can go and get an understanding of the complexity of these different areas, why we are where we are.
And with that in mind, help us to understand further what will be the impact of the order on the art world in general. Are you hearing from artists and fellow museum directors worldwide?
Yeah, considerable concern. I think, as with universities, it's the same thing. You know, we depend on scholarly exchange. So across the cultural and education sector, you know, this is a matter of grave concern, just at a moment where we feel that the perspective that we offer is critical. Let me give you another example. We reopened our Islamic galleries in 2011, so about 10 years after 9/11. And since we reopened those galleries, which have a nuanced and chronological presentation of the development of different areas of culture throughout the Islamic world, we've had an attendance in those galleries that is as great as some of our temporary exhibitions. There's a real hunger. People want to learn. People want to understand very clearly.
Tom, thank you so very much.
Great pleasure. Thanks very much, Jamie.
Thomas Campbell is the director and CEO of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.